smartphone. This is 7FM News.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Several people have been killed in a shooting in Hamburg. The shooting happened at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall. Our Germany correspondent Trent Murray has the latest.
It is becoming quite clear that it was the rapid action of police officers who were nearby the Jehovah's Witness Centre when this happened that really prevented this from being a lot worse than it already is. We understand, according to police, that that gunman had actually locked the church doors when he went in there and started firing that gun at people inside. There were around 50 people attending that Bible study session. When first responders arrived, those law enforcement officers, they broke in through the door. Allegedly, they said they saw the gunman with a gun in his hand. He saw them and ran upstairs. Now, we understand, according to police, officials, those first police officers on the scene then worked to try and protect the rest of the congregation, basically seal them off in the main church hall, and then the gunman who had ran upstairs turned the gun on himself, and that effectively was then the end of the incident. And of course, ambulance crews and paramedics arrived to then begin the treatment. I mean, what we are hearing is that the police just were very lucky to be close by when this happened, and that is what enabled them to respond so quickly. But still, around 8 people have been seriously injured now and are still fighting for their life in hospital. The mayor of Hamburg is also saying this is one of the worst incidents to hit the city in recent memory. Chancellor Olaf Scholz as well, who himself is a former mayor of Hamburg, decried what he called a brutal act of violence in Germany. Germany's second biggest city.
The British Prime Minister is in Paris for a UK-France summit hosted by the French President. Rishi Sunak and Emmanuel Macron are holding talks over the issue of illegal immigration, as well as support for Ukraine and a joint effort to battle the climate crisis. Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
The bilateral summit here at the Élysée Palace comes as relations between France and the UK are improving following years of disputes over Brexit and the submarine crisis when Australia abruptly cancelled its naval contract with France and instead signed a deal with the UK and the US. France and Britain are, however,
You're listening to the 7-Ball Breakfast Show with Andy Clark, Karen Clark, and the one that isn't related, Paul Ryan Alcock.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my favourite fitness programme, The Great British Breakfast. The easy way to start your day.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong fader. All right.
Yeah. Still all right.
There you
go. Mate, I've done a stupid schoolboy error.
What have you done?
You know when your device says, update available, do you want to install, yes or no?
You didn't put yes.
I put yes.
What a divvy.
Yeah, I know, I thought it'd be quick.
What'd you do? Why did you think it'd be quick?
Oh, I don't know. It's up 30%. It's all right. It's all right. You know that song we play, the good morning,
yeah.
Good morning? They say we've talked the whole night through, don't they?
Yeah.
What, they've been...
I think it's... Well, I don't know, they've been talking, haven't they, clearly.
Is that a euphemism or...?
I don't know.
Oh dear. Anyway, Mrs. Clark is en route, isn't she?
She's en route. She's just
after the little
out.
Ferrari of the dishwasher.
Yeah, where I got told off.
Which is quite funny because you and I are wired.
Well, we're wired the same way.
Exactly the same way. Can I tell the little story?
Yeah, you can.
So the conversation baby went, oh, well, this dishwasher's not washed properly. There's dirty plates in it. Did you stack it properly? To which point, you had a complete emotional collapse.
Yeah, I did.
And felt awful. Like you'd let everybody in the world down.
I did.
And I totally get that. Totally get that.
I felt that I'd let not just myself down.
You let the listeners, let the listeners down.
Exactly. So, but you took my side and said Karen was stupid and rubbish.
I said I understand. I'd have the same reaction. You feel awful. So, here's another example. Sometimes I snore.
Yeah.
And I might say to Helen, how did you sleep? She went, yeah, not brilliantly. And I'll immediately go, was I snoring? She said, yeah, you were a bit. And my world drops out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She says, it's not your fault. Yeah, yeah,
well,
it is my fault. It is my fault.
It is his fault.
Because I'm too fat and I drank some gin.
Ow. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right. It's my wrist. I touched my wrist again.
Oh, no.
See, my wrist stopped irritating.
Right.
Because I didn't do any training on Tuesday.
Oh.
It's just when I train.
Oh.
After doing hand weights.
Okay.
So that's the problem.
So you need to rest it then for a
bit. So I'm going to rest it. I'm not going to do any... I mean, back. It's back tomorrow and I'm not going to do any back.
Okay.
Or I might... I'm not going to do anything else. I'll run.
I was going to run on Friday. I looked out the window yesterday and it was like the snow was coming down 45 degrees to the... Do I mean 45 degrees? That's 45, isn't it? Level. It was coming down... I was getting horizontal, but it was blowing across and not coming down. It was really... And I said, I'm not going to go out and run. This is stupid.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
I've got a...
was that your nice camera?
It is, yeah. I got it here to take some photos of this so I can do some updated Facebook stuff. I'm just going to take a photo of you.
Okay. I hear you now.
You look Chinese on here.
Do I?
Yeah.
Shall I try and look normal? This is as normal as I get. It's really hard to be natural when someone...
I'll send you that photo.
Thank you. I might make it my profile photo then.
Okay. Yeah, so electricity.
Yes.
It's expensive, isn't it?
It is at the moment, but it's not going to go up by quite as much as they said, they think.
Yeah. Well, and the gas is going to come down, isn't it?
Yes.
Which should mean electricity should come down.
Yeah, it's
because
it's
gas generated, isn't it?
But the rate of a barrel of oil is dropping, because I keep getting quoted for my oil, and that's come down to nearly half what it was.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, my sister said, I had a coffee with my sister on the way home, because I go to Cam Station.
Yes.
I basically go past the end of her road. So I went up to her house, had a coffee, and we were just talking about electricity costs, and she was like, I don't get it. She said, why is yours so expensive? I said, I don't know. I mean, I think it's... You know, we've done some analysis, and I'll talk about that in a sec.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you're not on Economy 7. I went, yeah. She went, oh, my God, you need to come off that.
I didn't hear that's still the thing.
Yeah, so...
Is that where you get cheap electricity at night?
Yeah, so for 7 hours of the day, hence Economy 7, you get... So my cost was 45p a kilowatt hour.
Right.
Now, in the day, and at night, it was 17. So you think, oh, that's great. But then I look at it, and I was using like a quarter of my electricity at night.
So in the cheap period,
and
you're using less.
Yeah,
using
and three quarters.
Yeah. So that's not very good then, is it?
Well, no. So anyway, I did some analysis myself, like looked at the bill this time last year. I looked at the bill and I'd worked out, and we'd have saved 50 quid this month if we were on the other tariff.
50 quid?
Yeah. So
that's a lot.
I know. So I've gone down to it. But I was talking to the very helpful Romanian lady I was talking to at Octopus Energy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said to her, so what I'm going to do now, I said, can you tell me what my bill would have been if we basically were on the Economy 7? So your bill was 340 or 50 quid.
Yeah.
And it would have been 300. So I said, yeah, I'll change. Before we change, I want to do some check. So I worked it out on... I want to work it out on the usage last August as well, because I'd switched off the hot tub by then, but we have solar panels, so
yes.
I just want to make sure that's still valid.
Because in theory, if you're generating electricity on the day, your usage one third to two thirds might switch, mightn't it?
Yeah, but it would still be... So anyway, she went, no, you can't do that because the costs were different last year. And I went,
Yeah.
Well, the costs were different, but the usage wouldn't be, would it?
Yeah,
so I can work it out. So we worked it out, and it was... I would have saved 25 quid on the flat rate.
Did she do all this with you on the phone?
Yeah, she was really good. I mean, I know I've had my problems with Octopus Energy, but they are good.
I keep hearing their advert. They've been the only witch-recommended supplier for 6 years, I think.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, I changed to that, and already we're seeing an improvement. So.
Good, good. And what do you reckon the hot tub costs to run a day, then?
Well, I did some further analysis.
Uh-huh.
So I... basically, I put it all in a spreadsheet, and the thing is, because I've got a smart meter I've got a smart meter, they give you the readings every 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
So I had to put it in a pivot table, and then I had to do, like, equals left of... I didn't want the times. I didn't want the times. I just wanted the day. So I then did equals left cut off, only read the first four, which was the month and the year.
Right, right.
Put it into a spreadsheet, did a pivot table, and then I did the same for this year. And we're using a third less electricity, nearly wow. half a less from not having the hot tub on.
You're right there with your coat around your legs like a little old lady. A third.
Yeah. So at the beginning of January last year, we were using around 45 kilowatt hours a day. Beginning of January this year, we were using about 25. So actually, it's nearer half.
So what does that equate to, do you reckon, then, your hot tub is costing you roughly a day to run?
Well, it would have been costing us more because we were paying 45.
Yeah.
We were paying. So our electricity bill last year, I'm going to work this out now. Before all this went up, I think our electricity bill would have been a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I'm sure you're
even with the hot tub on.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to leave the hot... But you'll switch the hot tub on at some point, will you?
Don't know. I mean, we can't afford to at the moment.
It's a lot of money. I often wonder how much mine costs to run. Although it's been broken for 4 weeks, so it's not costing anything at the moment.
Well, surely then that's going to give you a good idea of what it's costing you, because...
Well, possibly, but because George is now building guitars, there's a lot of light on down there all the time, and power tools and...
Is it LED lights you've got down there?
Mixture.
Well, you need to replace all the filament lights with...
Lighting the garage LED, but he's running, like, extractor fans for the paint fumes and dust extractors, and so it's quite... It's like a lot of motors running, so that might have offset it a bit.
But well, even so, you'd still... Well, it's going to be even more expensive then, isn't it, with the hot tub on?
It will be, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you can... This business of a hot tub used to cost £1 a day.
Yeah.
I don't know when that was, because there's no way ours was costing £30. It might have been last year, but I don't think so.
But I'll be able to see, obviously, because they're hopefully coming to fix it on Wednesday... So I'll be able to see then if my electricity usage jumps up.
All you've got to do is go and get your bills.
Yeah,
which for the last 6 months.
Do electronically.
Yeah, and just put them in a spreadsheet. Put that amount of kilowatt hours you use every month.
Yeah.
And then do it this time. How long have you had the hot tub?
5 years.
So do it last year, but then do it for the last month.
Yeah,
so and then just put it, it's easier for you because you ain't got to do any pivot table rubbish or anything.
Yeah.
You just got to literally go and get your start and finished, the difference,
work it out.
Write that out. Do it over a month.
Yeah.
And then just put it in a graph and you'll see.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. I will do that.
No, you won't.
I will. Well, I'll have to get someone to help me with the spreadsheet because I'm absolutely rubbish.
Well, Lincoln sort that.
I don't even know how to colour the cells in an Excel table. I've just left it in black and white.
Right and click.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, and then just go to font.
Oh, it's complicated.
Background.
Is it? I'm sure I know it'd be easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, down at the dock's got people that do this for me.
Of course you have.
Just look stupid.
Of course you have, yeah.
You go, you've got time to do this table. I'm the same with PowerPoint. I should be saying this, giving my secrets away. And I'm a bit crabby, going, oh, your PowerPoint's so much better than mine. Would you mind doing one for me? Because yours are brilliant, mine are rubbish.
Is that your
the idiot card, which is not difficult.
Anyway, I think we need to talk about the dishwasher.
We've done that.
I know, I heard you. And in my defence, I didn't say you've loaded this.
She can't let it go.
She
can't let it go.
What I said was, have you put the dishwasher on? Because it's still dirty. So I actually wondered if it had been on.
But in his brain, you may as well have said... Yeah, I know he's got a dirty bottom, but you may as well have said, you complete and absolute imbecile, you've let me down and everybody in this entire house by not washing it properly. That's what you might have said.
The monkey in his head translated it to that. That wasn't my fault, was it?
Oh, it's not your fault.
But if you know...
No,
but if you know it does that, and you carry on doing it, then you're as good as saying that to me.
I know, but then we have to do what your dad used to say, is stop, mate.
Stop, look and listen.
And embrace...
Enrage gear.
What did he used to say?
So now he needs to say
engage gear before opening. Engage brain before opening mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to do that. Well, that takes some doing.
So this is an interesting one because you can't be responsible for his brain wiring, and Andy can't be responsible for your brain wiring.
Yeah.
But having an understanding of how the other person ticks can help you to understand why he reacted. But it's not a case of right or wrong. You didn't say anything wrong. It's just that there's a different wiring.
It's just there's a dishwasher that didn't function correctly.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is because I'm wired like him, I can understand how he would have taken that very personally. You didn't say anything wrong. You said it perfectly normally. So part of my little journey as I've become an adult is to understand the triggers that make me react to things. Think, do I really need? Is that what they were really saying? So it's not. It's like it's not. It's a shared responsibility, but it is to do with the. I do understand that would. Yeah. I always feel bad about everything. I used to say I've got A-level guilt.
I mean, at the end of the day, the plates should have washed, whether at the front of the dishwasher.
They should have done, yeah. And if only he'd stacked it properly.
I know. Well, you're boring me, to be honest.
I don't think it was incorrectly stacked.
No, we'll blame the dishwasher.
I actually put some salt in it this week. Last time I'm doing that, I thought that was going to help things.
It should do, yeah. I really noticed in my dishwasher. We're talking about dishwashers on air. What's going on here?
Anyway, that's enough of that.
Anyway,
is it an Indesit dishwasher?
I don't know, it isn't, because when that last one broke and I said about Indesit, they were like, oh god, we haven't sold those for 20 years or something.
That's a sign, isn't it, when you dishwasher's been out of...
I don't know.
Bosch are pretty good.
I don't know what it is.
Right, my tablet's updated. All I got to do now is work it out to switch accounts. 7 ball. Okay. I can't guarantee the volume's down. Anyway, you had a good week, both of you.
No.
You said you did have a good week.
So it was all right till Friday.
What about you, Karen? How was your week?
I think it was all right. Just usual, really. Usual week.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, really. Nothing jumping out.
Not too exciting, then?
No. Oh, did you know that somebody could have won some money, some big money in Tewkesbury by buying a lottery ticket and not claiming the £1 million?
No way.
Was it a million?
Well, it was a million, wasn't it?
God, imagine having that.
I'm sure it was a million. I don't know if they claimed it, but they would have won it in September, and they had till this
be Helen.
Week to claim it.
That'd be Helen.
I said
she doesn't live in Tewkesbury.
But we go to Tewkesbury a lot.
I said text Paul, because he goes to Tewkesbury.
She bought lottery tickets in the cop. She's quite impulsive with the lottery tickets.
Let's just grab a couple. It was some sort of draw. I don't know which draw it was.
But this was from September.
Yeah.
Don't you do it online?
I do it online, because I actually said to her, why are you buying them for? I do it online.
Because you feel lucky if you buy it in a certain place.
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah, if you're spontaneous, yeah.
Like that programme we watched, and...
She bought from the car.
Oh, yeah, that was
lottery
called...
Winners,
what was that called? Syndicate? The Syndicate.
Oh.
It's really good with old Bob the Builder in it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know that in 19... Oh, it must have been about 1980 or 1979, my dad's cousin, who he was quite friendly with, won at that time the biggest ever pools win in the history of the UK.
How much was that?
At that time, it was 629,000.
Wow.
And I always remember, because it was on the 9 o'clock news, or the 6 p.m. news, and Larry Grayson gave him his cheque, and he was a train driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Not Larry Grayson.
shut that door.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Instead of mind the gap.
Yeah. Oh, shut that door. Mind the gap.
Look at the muck in here. You couldn't get away with that. But he was funny.
Oh, no, you can't.
He was parodying himself, wasn't he? Like John Inman.
John Inman.
Anyway, yeah, so that was true story.
True story.
But I have also started doing... I've been sucked in by the Omaze... £1 million house.
I pay £10 a month.
So do I.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Because it's better than the lottery.
Yeah, and it goes to good causes.
Yeah, they don't give much, though, do they?
Well, they're a business at the end of the day. It's money going to charity that wouldn't be there.
It's £100,000 they give, in it, which is, to be fair amount, isn't it?
That's all right. I mean, some of the houses you look at, you think, oh.
Look at that one in Foy. Have you seen the one in Foy?
With the steps to the beach.
Not to the beach, to the walk, to the estuary.
Jetty sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
We've ridden past that.
You can't win that, though, because I'm winning it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's £4.5 million, isn't it, that one?
Couldn't we share it?
Yeah, we could have a wing each.
It'd be big enough, wouldn't it?
Mm. What, so we'd never have to see each other?
They give you 100,000, don't they? And they're going to give you a car as well, and a Porsche as well.
Yeah, there's an early entry. You get a Porsche.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Suddenly, overnight, you've got a £4.5 million house, a Porsche, £100,000 to move in, and whatever money you got left over from this house.
Yeah.
You'd be quite settled, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then, would you move into the house?
Well, you could sell the Porsche.
We've had this conversation. No, I keep the Porsche.
Would you?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, because he's got... Yeah.
I've got little man syndrome. I've got a big car I can't get into with that step. I've got a big car I can't get into with that step.
I'm trying to see if these lottery winners have claimed their money and I can't find it.
Oh.
I want to know now.
Fair enough.
And that was in Tewkesbury. Why can't I find our video, by the way, today?
I don't know.
Do I have to go onto the 7 Ball page
that's
to watch
what I
it?
Do. It's easier, mate. You're just farting about
Facebook.
You can get
a step
Facebook.
For your car anyway,
I
Paul.
Have got a step. It's called a running board.
Would you have to run to...
Yeah. I have to take a running jump. I have to open the door. I'm coming.
Do you get in the back seat because it's easier to, like, dive across the back seat and then climb through?
It's like the Dukes,
be your best bet.
Like the Dukes of Hazzard. No, when we wanted one of these cars, we had to wait till there's one available that had the running boards, because you can't get into them. It's a really high step up.
Yeah.
It's a long way. Right, I'm on the page. It ain't working for me.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, mate.
Oh, it's just life, innit? It's rubbish.
What are you trying to find?
I'm just trying to see what people are commenting.
Oh, perhaps nobody's commenting.
Well, Jules sent a message because I did happen to mention to her, she said she'd make a cake.
Oh.
Oh, for whose birthday is it?
450th show.
Oh. Well, won't you bring it in?
Well, that's what I said. I said,
she won't.
Are you going to come in with a cake for number 450? And she said, I'll do a cake, but probably won't be able to attend. That was the end of that. Oh, yeah, Helen's mum, bless her. She just reminded me, we have to literally take a set of steps with us for Helen's mum, who's only 4'11", because she can't get into the car. So you have to take a little fold-out step for her to get...
Well, like caravan step.
Yeah,
a little bit like that. Yeah, we had to do that for our mum. We've always had to.
To get into our car, because it's so high up. Bless her.
Oh.
I think I'd have to do that for your car. Andy said the other day, take my car, because it does warm up nicer with a heated seat.
Oh, you've got a hot
yours does.
Yours does.
Oh, mine does,
yeah. Take my car, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think they'd be able to get in because it'd be a similar situation.
But
have you got a running board on yours?
No. Yeah, I have, yeah.
Because that complicates it sometimes because they've got to step over further.
No, they don't.
In.
They put their one foot on that.
Yeah, but they're always... Because it's narrow.
It is narrow,
it's isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit slippy, yeah.
You want a crane for your dad, really, to lift him up and just throw him in.
Throw him in.
Like a Cocotron.
Andy keeps saying he's going to take him flying, and I really don't think... I think if you get him in and fly around for half an hour, he'll stiffen up and you'll have trouble getting him back out.
But do you think it's worth... When the aircraft is just sat outside doing nothing, should we just take him down there, wheel him down, see if he can get in?
Well...
Yeah,
because if he can, then I'll book out and we'll go and have a quick flight around Gloucester.
Anyway...
Has he not been up in a plane, a light aircraft?
Well, he's been up in a microlight, but a three-axis one, which is like a plane.
Well, that's worse, isn't it?
But it's light. You can only weigh up to... The aircraft can't weigh more than 600 kilograms.
Oh, right. Yeah, got you.
Whereas my aircraft, I'm allowed to fly anything up to 6.5 ton or whatever it is.
I'm chuckling because we've been trying to arrange some horse riding for my daughter and her boyfriend. And he's... big, tall, solid guy. And we're struggling to find a horse that can take the weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's not fat. He's just big. He's a rugby player. Big, broad-shouldered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little horse won't be much good.
Little horse is going to be no good at all. So there you go. I did catch up with Jules in the week, by the way.
Oh, nice.
I've seen her for ages and ages and ages and ages.
How is she?
She was down the docks.
Was she?
And I spotted her and I went, oh, you're right. I haven't seen you for ages. Well, in fact, what I did, because I'm such a child... Is I went up behind where she was sitting.
And gave her a goose. No, what is it?
A goose. I didn't goose.
What is goose, mate? What is
a goose is when you pinch someone's bum.
Oh, I thought you meant you gave her a goose.
What, did you?
Well, no, you said gave her a goose. It looked like an actual bird.
Yeah, here you go. A chicken, you can have a goose.
It's not Christmas.
No. No, I went up behind her and I wobbled her a chair from the right hand side and then stood on the left hand side. So she's like looking round to see, like, what is there. And of course, I was standing the other side. Because I'm such a
child.
Such a wit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And child.
So, yeah, it was very nice to see Jules. I've not seen her for ages, so yeah. I did buy her a cup of coffee.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you.
And listened while she poured out her life story.
Oh, her problems. She got... Yeah. She had not had her... She's not sorted that.
No,
has she still got the...
Yeah.
And what about the...
Yeah, she's got that. Cream's not touched it.
Oh, really?
Oh, talking of problems, you want to watch... Not Cream's, but you start watching Shrinking. It's about psychiatrists.
Funny.
It's
funny.
It's so funny.
Shrinking?
Yeah, it's funny.
Shrinking as in psychiatry.
Oh, okay. I watched that.
Yeah. It took a while for us to realise quite... what was going on, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'll tell you the other thing that reminded me I was going to tell you about, which you just reminded... It came up, actually, on TikTok, but Bob Mortar is doing these, like... I think he's Man on a Train. It's just little monologues he does. It's really funny.
What's it on?
Well, I found it on...
I really miss that fishing programme, and everyone says to me, oh, yeah, but I don't really like fishing.
Yeah, but it's
nothing to do with fishing.
No, that's exactly what I find myself saying to everyone.
Shall I quickly play you... It's, oh, no, I'm...
What's I'm it good. On? What's it's, it on?
Well, I think I found it on... I think it was on TikTok. But if you Google it, Bob Mortimer...
He's
it's only a few seconds long. Shall I just play it into the mic?
It's not going to come out.
It was great, dismal, yeah, like a haunted dishcloth, yeah, in there, I know, I've had a few, yeah, so it's alcohol, lol, yeah. So, listen, I've just had a virtual confab lab with Jeff Linton. Yeah, the Jeff Linton. Un problema significato regarding the pencil cases. He's got fudgy knickers about brand recognition and market placement. He wants them to be aspirational with a hint of science fiction. So you need to inflate your thought space with some very hot fart. Yeah. So quack on. Yeah. Don't fear success. Fear the urban fox. Yeah. I have a cappuccino on me, Carl. You are, as always, a damp crab. And ciao and bella, Ontario. See you, Carl.
See you, Carl. Did he say see you, Carl?
No, see you, Carl.
Oh.
It's very funny.
Brilliant.
It's very funny. He's done it on a train. They're just a little short. I don't know if he's just ad-libbing it all.
Was he on the train?
Well, that, I don't know if he was on that time, but the other ones, he's been on the train. And he always says, have a cappuccino on me.
I was on the train the other day, and this... People... What's the latest thing with people having... Don't want to put the phone up next to their ear or put headphones on, so they have it on speaker. And,
no
and they,
way.
Yeah. Then people walk around going like this.
What?
So I go back going, la, 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 la. Sorry, I was just singing out loud.
It's like Dom Jolly, isn't it? And he used to with the
hello!
Phone.
Yeah, I'm in the library.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's train etiquette, isn't it?
It's rubbish.
Where's Dr. Wheeler? She's always got an opinion on
train
etiquette.
She would have a... would have a big opinion on that.
She would.
I suppose, though, you could be sat with that person talking to them and they would be the same volume as what they would
No, they
be
wouldn't, because
the
they'd come out of a phone at a higher frequency, which is more irritating. Anyway, let's play a song. Let's take
really?
A madness song. Yeah, let's do it. Stuff it. I'm going to play this because I can.
You're listening to Jules Holland on the Seven Ball Breakfast Show with Andy Clark.
We're back. All back. What?
Oh, just laughing at the conversation we nearly had on air, which we just managed to finish.
Are your lips dry at the moment?
Yes, they are, yes.
Mine are. Are your lips dry?
Yeah.
In fact,
have you got anything I can put on mine?
No, you can't have it, because if I have got it, it's
oh, and your earpiece.
Pink.
Oh, yeah, don't pass on your herpes.
Pink.
And your earpiece, yeah.
He's the Greek god, isn't he? Scabby lips. Oh. Why did you do that?
It's pigmented.
Blimey, that's big. What's that?
It's a lipstick.
Oh, a lipstick.
It's actually like a lip balm, but it's tinted.
Oh.
Every time I hear the word lipstick.
It look like Ronald McDonald if he puts that on.
I did that once. I actually took out a red lipstick thinking it was a lip balm. I can remember we were driving up the road and I
did it. Andy did that?
No, I did. Oh, and I went, God. I did like that. Like you do with your lips, right? And it
do you know that reminds
all around
me
there
of?
And I did. You look
like the clown. Look like the clown in It.
Joker.
No, not if I went, hello, Jean, how are you? Who's that?
No.
Oh, you do? Hello, Karen. Hello, Andy. Andrew. Hello, Andrew. How's your mother? Hey. Dorothy.
Dorothy.
She used to have lipstick like that, or around her eyes. And
Posh Dorothy.
Posh Dorothy.
Hello.
Posh Dorothy.
She was lovely.
Posh Dorothy.
Till she died, and then she wasn't.
No. Well, she will still be lovely.
No, if she's dead, she won't.
I made a joke at work, which went down like
careful.
No, well, you tell me what you think. It wasn't really a joke. We were just chatting, and someone said, do you remember what it's like when you're younger, you always fancy your girlfriend's mum? And I went, oh. What?
A bit of sick come up, then.
Well, you're around the same line.
I said I never fancied any of my girlfriend's mums.
I said at my age, I'd have to go and hang around the cemetery, thinking it was funny.
What's wrong with that?
And everyone went, well, okay, well, that's taken a bit of a black turn, isn't it?
Where was that? Did you say that at work?
Yeah. Did on a call.
That'll be on a list of.
He'll be on a list now.
I thought it was quite funny. I was just joking. I'm so old that all of my girlfriend's mums are no longer alive.
You're responsible for, aren't you? It down the docks.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So it's all my fault.
For behaving himself.
It's all my fault.
I can't believe you said it.
I thought it was quite funny. And then I had to make a joke up again, because no one's spoken. I went, we can't in the meeting like this. Someone say something.
You had dead air then.
Dead air. And we all know dead air is a crime.
Did you say you'd have to dig them up, because they're all in the cemetery?
No, I just said I'd have to hang around the cemetery.
Oh, if you'd have said you'd have to dig them up, that's probably...
That would have been frowned upon.
That would have been
worse.
Even worse.
Been even quieter than quiet.
But that ticks the box, exactly what you're saying. I didn't engage my brain before I hit my mouth.
I have trouble getting that phrase into the right order.
Yes, I noticed.
My maths teacher, Mr. Kidley, used to have it...
Mr. Kidley, did he make pies?
Yeah, did I?
That's what he used to call it.
That's what my dad's joke used to be. He said, the dope bloke used to say, he said, I really like steak and kidney pies. And the bloke says, don't you mean steak and kidney? He said, that's what I said, did I?
That was one of my dad's jokes as well. Must have been that generation. Anyway, sorry, Mr. Kidley.
He used to have it written above his blackboard.
Oh, what, engaged brain before opening mouth?
Can you see my eye twitching?
No.
I saw it then.
No. If you haven't got a tick, I can now. They've got a cure for Tourette's now. I was hearing it on the news this morning. Oh, well, not a cure, they've got, I think it's a bracelet, 10 minutes a day for a month, and it reduced everybody's symptoms by 60%.
So would it reduce anything else?
Well, it depends where you wear it. I don't know.
No, I mean... What's it doing?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I know what Tourette's is, but I don't know. Is it the brain? Is it something to do with the brain that causes it?
I don't know.
Bum cakes. Oh, sorry.
It's not always just words, though, is it?
No, it's tics. That's what made me think about it.
Yeah, that's quite amazing.
Facial tics.
Really.
I remember. Yeah.
I don't. I mean, it must be terrible, wouldn't it? It must be anything like that. Even your post-nasal drip, anything that affects you, or tinnitus, that anything that affects you constantly that you've got to live with must be really hard.
Andy thinks that's why he wakes up now, because he's programmed to sort of cough
at night. Oh, that's interesting.
You're not used to well, he's not used to sleeping sort of through.
Yeah, so you like do get into a pattern, you're right. It depends what's waking you up.
I don't know. It's doing my head in, though. It's doing my head in.
Normally.
It's normally Karen. But
sleep talking.
But I went to bed.
Oh, sleep talk?
Yeah, I went to sleep. I mean, I fell asleep. I had two glasses of wine last night.
Okay.
And I had a proper curry. And I had all the poppadoms.
Yeah,
and I had all the yogurts full of sugar.
Yeah.
And I had all the...
Right, now and again.
The naans. And I'm £3 heavier than I was this time yesterday.
Oh, my God, £3.
But that's going to be water retention from the alcohol.
Yeah, it'll be all sorts. It will fluctuate. your weight will fluctuate.
So tomorrow, I normally do that on a Saturday night.
Right.
So tonight, I'm not going to have any alcohol tonight, and I'm just going to have my steak. Karen's bought me. Although she can't buy it from Darren's at the moment, because he's not there.
He's between premises.
Yeah, well, he's in Turkey. He's in Egypt at the moment.
Oh, nice.
So I'm gonna make some it tonight. I'm probably going to have, what are those chips we make?
Well, you won't be having halloumi ones, because they were on the halloumi was on the top shelf and I couldn't reach it in the middle. No, that is true. It wasn't even the box at the front, it was the box at the back. And I looked around for one of those footstools.
Could you not get a shop assistant?
Then I grabbed another box and tried to hook it forward. So it won't be halloumi chips anyway, I digress. Celeriac.
Yeah.
Who?
Celeriac.
Celeria.
Oh.
Celeria.
What, hang on, that's
it's the root of the celery.
Yeah,
isn't it?
You're not having that as chips.
Yeah,
it's
lovely.
You can do sweet celeria ones as well.
Tastes like chips.
No way.
Yeah, put salt and vinegar on. You can't tell.
I do them in the air fryer. Actually, I had a very nice jacket potato last night done in the air fryer. The only issue was that Andy left the little tourney wheel in.
Oh, his fault again.
But no, it was nice though because it kind of crisped it up.
What's a tourney wheel? Is it like a turntable? Like, rotates like a microwave?
Yeah, and there's like a blade. So if you had chips in it, it would turn the chips over. So we tried to do that to the jacket potato.
Oh, does that for you?
Yeah. If you've not got an air fryer.
No.
You can do halloumi in it as well.
Wow. So
halloumi fries.
Halloumi fries are nice.
Yeah, I've had halloumi.
They're very salty.
Did chili halloumi fries last week.
Oh, with some they're lovely with sweet chili sauce.
And my chili sauce is amazeballs.
I've made a chili sauce, and instead of putting jam sugar in, I tried to make it with sweetener.
Yeah, did you use the death giving erythritol?
Death
It didn't quite work. Death Ritol. It wasn't the same. It's very runny. Tastes all right.
So I want you to try it. I've made 6 bars of chocolate, proper bars of chocolate this week.
Oh, okay.
I want you to try it. And my fudge, I've also dropped it into the chocolate and let it... What?
Well, it's got nuts on, so it looks like you've dropped it in chocolate. Nuts, isn't it? So
rewind, you've combined fudge and chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But it's not, and it's got no carbs in it, virtually. Okay. Well, it's probably got whatever the peanut butter had in it.
Okay.
But it's very sweet. I'll let you try one.
All right, so I've been buying that
I've made lemon cheesecake.
Okay. Go on, then.
Carb-free.
No, go on. Yeah, she has, and it's good. But we need to do something about freezing it. So we need to freeze it, because it will go off.
I don't know if it's freezable.
Yeah, it is. Everything's freezable. So she's made lemon cheesecake with no carbs in it.
Nice.
I've got chocolate with no carbs in it. And I've got fudge with chocolate, fudge and peanut butter.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So you can try a piece of all of it when
Thank
we go back
you.
In.
I was going to say, all I've been doing is buying that Montezuma's chocolate that you told me about. Is that 100% cocoa?
Yeah.
And then I've just been mixing that with some sweetener, getting a hazelnut and putting some chocolate in the chocolate mould and then poking the hazelnut in. So you've got hazelnut chocolates. And that's I put a little bit of, what's the flavouring? Vanilla. A little bit of vanilla with it. And I did have a little bit of leftover cream. I mixed that in.
It's
just nice.
So
and you can have it guilt-free.
Definitely. And that's the thing about this as well, because I've got both salted caramel sauce, zero carbs, zero calorie, and I've also got maple syrup as well.
Oh, nice.
And I've been putting that in the chocolate. And when you taste it, you'll be
All
quite
right.
impressed.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's some calorific values of potato. Versus celeriac, okay?
Yep.
And it says celery, so... Celery root.
Yeah, it is. It's the root.
Yeah.
Okay, so the calories in a celery root, how many do you think it is?
Oh, well, celery's pretty much zero, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a minus, isn't it, celery?
42.
In an entire root?
It doesn't tell you...
Was it 100 grams?
Oh, this is 1 cup, so it's 155 grams.
Okay.
Okay. And a potato of 136 grams... So it's actually not... You're not measuring potatoes
like
with celeriac or apples with apples.
All right.
It's 118 calories. And the carbohydrates in a celeriac root is 9.
Yeah.
And 2 are fibre, so it's 6.
Okay.
Per 155 grams.
Yeah, because the fibre offsets the carbs, doesn't it?
Yeah. And a potato is 27 grams of carb.
Wow, quite a lot.
And 2 grams of fibre.
Okay.
So it's 25. And that's actually for 136 grams.
Okay.
So... Really?
I might investigate celeriac chips then. I never heard of them.
We can got make a chip mash with it as well.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I've heard of celeriac mash. Okay. But I don't like celery. Is it not got that peppery celery taste?
I think when you boil it, it comes out a bit, doesn't it? So okay. You can smell it tastes a lot, but it comes out a little bit.
Yeah, it has got a bit of a parsnip taste to start with.
Well.
But if you put salt and vinegar on,
yeah,
then it's fine.
I'll try them.
Yeah.
But Trevor, see, I'm also trying to reduce my salt intake as well.
Yeah, well,
it's
you
rubbish,
need to.
Isn't it getting old?
Yeah, it is.
I have low salt, which is 30%.
Yeah,
we have low salt, don't we?
And then put twice as much on.
You can have potassium replacement salt, which tastes like salt.
So with your sweet chili sauce, then, do you not put sugar in it? Oh, I thought you said you made sweet chili sauce.
No, I haven't. No,
okay. Because I love sweet chili sauce, and with halloumi, it's absolutely lush. But I didn't want the sugar, so I've made this sweet chili with sweetener.
And what's it like?
It's all right. It tastes a bit different, but you know, you like that sort of. It's not. It's just like runny. It's not like jam like.
If you put some
psyllium
husk in it, that will make it go like however you want it.
Really
jelly like.
Yeah,
don't make psyllium husk.
Yeah, spelt with a P.
Do you think I could add that now?
No, it's not psyllium husk.
Is it not?
No, it's not.
Not xanthan gum.
Yeah,
is it?
Xanthan gum.
Oh, I got some of that.
Yeah. But be very careful, because if you put in half a teaspoon, it'll just go like jam.
Stodge.
Which is fine, I suppose.
Yeah, because that I put xanthan gum into the bread recipe that you gave me, which I make every week now.
Yeah.
In fact, I gave a slice to my brother last week because he never tried. I said, try this.
And what did he say? It tastes like bread.
He said, I wouldn't even know.
No, you wouldn't.
He said, maybe slightly cardboardy. Yeah. Very slightly cardboardy compared to
Yeah, but to be honest, I have it with everything. I have it. I take a can of soup to work, and I have a can of soup, and I have a slice of the bread. And I also now, I've been taking the chocolates.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, people have been trying it and like.
Like the same thing last week.
Yeah.
Someone said to me, what's in your sandwiches? I went, well, it's not really bread. I take peanut butter. I put peanut butter in it just because it's easy. And I take two vegetable cupcakes, which are carb-free.
Yeah.
And then I add four chocolates.
Yeah.
And it was all feeling nice, but, you know, like, no carbs.
So vegetable cupcakes, what do you make those?
That's a recipe from the South Beach diet, which is low GI, so similar. It's just eggs, cheese, green peppers, an onion, and a bit of Tabasco sauce. And some grated cheese. Mix it all together, bake them in little cupcakes.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's like a little quiche, but with no pastry. And they're really nice.
When I make the chocolate, it's really weird because you basically get, cocoa butter, or is it cocoa? One of them's cocoa and one of them's cocoa.
Is that the stuff I smelt that I said that smells like white chocolate?
Yeah, and looks like white chocolate.
Yeah.
It's basically from the, so you get loads of different things from the coffee bean, from the chocolate, the cocoa bean. You get fat, which is what is the cocoa stuff.
Okay.
And that's what the majority of chocolate's made from. But they obviously add milk to it. So I mix it up in a bowl. I basically put it in a saucepan, and let it go into oil.
Okay.
And then once it's oil, then you just add in the powdered. You don't use the granulated erythritol. I use the powdered stuff.
Yes.
Because you can make icing sugar with it.
You can. The granulated stuff has a very bad impact on my tummy.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to tell you. I nearly texted you in the week.
Oh, okay.
Because, was it Wednesday night? Yeah. No, it was Tuesday night, because I was going in the office on Wednesday. Tuesday night, I thought, ooh, I woke up at midnight. I went to the, I was in bed, and I basically,
Yes. And you think that was as a direct result of...
Oh, yeah, a bar of it. I couldn't stop eating the chocolate.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, it has... The granulated... The powdered stuff doesn't seem to have the same effect, but the granulated stuff, A, it seems a lot more sweet.
Well, I would have used the granulated stuff, funnily enough, because I still had some of that left. I wonder why that is then.
Don't know. But, yeah, I had... So, sometimes I just get some... It's dairy-free yogurt, so it's sugar-free, carb-free. And then I just put in some mixed seeds and grains, put a splash of lemon juice and some sweetener, and it's just like a little mousse. But I tipped in a load of sweetener, and it was really horrible, almost too sweet and gritty, and it's like, oh, I've really put too much in. And that was it. I basically had to spend an evening in the bathroom because my stomach was so upset. And, of course, like Miss Clark over there, I'm thinking, well, I've obviously got stomach cancer. just that.
Yeah. You're probably better off putting a bit of that maple syrup stuff in, because it wouldn't
probably
have been
would be, but that's still going to be an artificial sweetener.
You'd have to put in quite a lot of it, though.
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, so I've reined back on that, but don't seem to have the same effect with the erythritol, whatever you called it.
Erythritol.
Yeah, doesn't have the same effect. So, yeah, I shall stick to the powdered stuff.
The powdered stuff is much better because it dissolves quicker.
Yes.
And I'm going to start using a little bit of that in the bread.
Oh, I already put that in the bread.
No, I've been putting the granulated stuff in the bread.
Oh, yeah. I don't put a lot in. I don't put as much as I said. Doesn't seem to need it. But
I also have been putting, you know, the... What's the golden flaxseed?
Yes, flaxseed meal.
Yeah, so I've been putting the actual flaxseeds in, and I've been grinding them up.
Oh.
So yesterday I had a piece, and I was, like, chewing on a little bit of flaxseed. It's like nuts.
Yes, nice. It's nice.
Yeah. This is the keto hour.
Yeah, well, it does make me smile, because 20 years ago, we would have not given a monkey's about any of this stuff. We'd have eaten what we wanted. We'd been knocking back Chinese and takeaways.
When we looked like Stuart and Emily.
And we looked like Stuart and Emily.
Yeah.
Well, I never looked like a girl, but...
Well, no,
I did a bit, but I take your point. And we didn't care. And now, here we are, going to all this trouble to try and remove sugar from our diets, if possible.
Flaxseed's good for... Flaxseed's good for joints as well.
Yeah.
I was reading about that.
And because I was in the office the other day, and I was talking to Stu's boss, actually, and I was saying, well, I make all this chocolate now, and I'm on the keto, I'm losing a pound a day. I was losing a pound a day. I've hit 13.3 again, and I don't know if it's because I got bored, but I don't think I have. Although I have, Karen buys these lovely crisps, and I do...
You have a little... little cheats. Yeah, I do that. Just a little boy, that won't hurt me.
But I was talking to... and this guy just... we were talking, and then one of the managers I was talking to, I said, well, I do this, and it just really works for me.
Yeah.
And this guy stood up, and he went, oh, I'm fed up with listening to carbs are bad for you. That's effing B.
Oh.
Yeah, he got really, like, aggressive in the office. Yeah, and he's like a stick, and I just said to him, well, he said, I eat what I like, and I went, well, listen, your metabolism. And he went, my metabolism's my metabolism. And
oh,
I went,
dear.
Yeah, okay.
Touched a nerve. All right, Twiggy.
Thought, yeah, exactly. And I just... But you can imagine, I was like...
Yeah, that's where the twitch started.
Yeah, and I just thought, yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, I ain't interested in your opinion, really.
It's... Everybody's different. I've worked with people that, you know, I remember on other shifts. One guy used to... He lived off chocolate and he was like a stick. But he's dead now, of course. But, I mean, he was like... No, I don't... He's not, probably. I don't know. I hope he's not now. But it is a bit... Different people react to different things, different diets work for different people. But I'm like you, if I reduce the carb intake, the weight stays off. But I do cheat.
Yeah, so to be honest, is it cheating or is it just saying, well...
Maybe...
I mean, the fact is, Paul, whatever you're doing's working. You know, I was... this time last year, I was the weight I am now.
Yes.
But after Christmas, it gradually kept going up. Yeah. And after turning the hot tub off, that seemed to make a big difference. Because
really?
I see, because if you get in a hot tub, try it, right?
Yeah.
Get completely naked, right?
Yeah.
Run out into your street with a sausage and say, look at this for a hot dog. No. No, just weigh yourself and then go and get in your hot tub for half an hour and weigh yourself when you come out.
Really?
You will have lost a pound.
You have to wait till yours is switched on. It won't work.
Yeah, I'm going
to
sit
it. Well,
don't get in it now.
It's got no water in it. It's cold anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I could sit out there naked, I suppose, see what happens.
Yeah, okay, we're missing the point, really.
Yeah, no, I do. So, is that because you sweat it out?
I think it's because, I think it's because your body... I mean, you know, if I got in it now, I'd be below... Well, yesterday morning I weighed, and I was 13.3 and three quarters.
Okay.
Which is the lowest I've been. Bearing in mind, just after Christmas, I was 14.2.
I know, it's a lot.
I've nearly lost a stone.
You reckon you're going to get to 12 something?
I want to get to 12 and a half.
And then 12 and a half?
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's another half a stone.
Yeah, I reckon.
You don't want to lose half a stone, do you?
Well, the thing is, it's blood. It's like the doctor said to me at Christmas when I had my medical. He said, if you lose 10% of your weight, you will lose 10% of your blood pressure.
Oh, my. Okay.
And I've also stopped taking those things I've been taking for about 25 years.
Yeah.
Which are those... things called acetyl L-carnitine and alpha lipoic acid.
Right.
They basically give them to rats, and they went, like, 6-year-old rats went back to four-month-old rats.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going to happen if I've stopped taking them, but I read somewhere they can increase your blood pressure.
Okay.
So I wonder if that's what... I mean, my blood pressure's not high. It's like 145, 150. That is high.
On the high
side. It's not like 190 or 1 or 2. And my diastolic is always 80, 85, which is normal.
Yeah. That's reminding me of talking about ageing. I was talking to my son, who was telling me about a millionaire, it must be on social media somewhere, who is dedicated his life and his money to making his... to reducing his age. So they're treating him with all sorts of stuff, and his diet is controlled completely, and they'll check his blood every day and give him the right vitamins and minerals and stuff. And apparently it's brought his body's age down by some ridiculous amount.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to try and find the details. George won't be listening because he won't be up, but yeah, it sounded fascinating. Just what science can do these days.
Yeah.
Although I still feel old. Have you got to that stage of life where you feel old? I feel old.
I don't know, because I don't feel old, no. And I don't think I look old, but that could be... I could be wrong.
No, it's genetics. I don't think I probably don't look as my age, but I get a lot more sort of achy and... What? I don't think I look my age. None of us look our age. Well, you're only 32, aren't you, anyway?
Okay. Get older than that.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just a sign of getting old when as I said, we have to concentrate on all this stuff a lot more and try and watch what we eat and blah, blah, blah. Having said that, Saturday night is blowout night for me, normally.
See, mine was last night.
You peaked too early.
Yeah, that's my problem all the time.
But I've been very good all week. I've not had anything to drink. I've exercised. I've eaten really healthily. The only thing I did allow myself yesterday was... So as well as making the GI bread in my bread maker, I've taken to making normal bread because everybody loves it. It's nice at the bread maker.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a packet of... that turned it into garlic bread.
Oh.
With wild garlic and stuff in it. And it smelled beautiful. Mm. And Helen had a bit. She went, oh, that is so nice. I went, oh, I'll just have half a piece then. But then I feel bad. I feel guilty then for having proper bread. I think I've let myself down. I've let everyone down.
Yeah, not just, yeah.
And that's, you shouldn't have a guilty relationship with food, should you? That's
no,
not good.
You shouldn't really.
So
it
anyway.
It took such a long time to bake a loaf though, didn't it?
It didn't take
6 hours or
something. Well, no, about 3 hours, I think.
Has it?
Depends what setting you have on. But I mean, once you put the ingredients on, you just leave it. Obviously, it does everything.
Yeah.
So I normally make one normal loaf and one GI loaf. I have the GI loaf and everybody else eats the normal loaf.
Yeah.
But it's nice. You can't beat fresh, crusty bread. You're right.
So yeah.
Confused. We're going to play another song.
I was going to, but...
Oh, blimey. It's gone quickly today.
Trouble choosing a song.
Can you turn that off now, that here? Switches on the side. It's quite obvious they got lights on. Okay. Well done, Paul. Well done.
There you go. It's a little, just diddy little heater, that, isn't it?
It does work, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does, yeah. It's fine in here. Is that broken, then? Is that gone for a burn?
Don't know.
Where'd that expression come from?
I think it still cools. It just doesn't heat.
Okay. Well, we'll hopefully be needing it soon.
Yeah.
He said, having woken up to blizzard on Friday morning. Supposed to be warmer tomorrow, though, isn't it?
Yeah, 13 degrees in the day and 8 at night or something.
Okay, that's
more
like it.
It's going to be double figures,
yeah,
aren't we, in the next 2 weeks, and the clocks will change, so...
Oh, do the clocks change?
In 2 weeks' time, yeah.
Ooh.
So things will start and change a bit.
Yes, hopefully. I have invested in an electric blanket. I think I said that last week. It's lush. Can't beat getting some...
Didn't you say it didn't work properly because you're too tall?
No, I had it upside down.
Did you?
Yeah, so I had a very hot pillow and cold feet.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. Helen fixed it when I was doing this show last week. I went home, she said, I've sorted the electric blanket. I said, is it faulty? She said, no, you had it on upside down.
What an idiot.
I know. Well, I am an idiot, Andy. You should know that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I've now got hot feet and a cool head. It's probably not good having a hot, heated pillow, is it? Probably not good for your brain.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be very good, would it?
No, wouldn't be.
My mum and dad have got plug-in hot water bottles now, which don't have any water in them.
Oh,
got, like,
you
gel.
Had one here. Same thing.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I
really
bought
good.
For them, yeah. So I've got them set up now. Plugged one of the chargers in and they can, like, charge each one because they're both
brilliant.
The same. So, yeah. And dad reckons they stay warm from probably, like, I don't know, mum puts it in to warm the bed up, I think, for him, about 11 o'clock, and he says at 4 in the morning it's still...
Oh, my word.
...feels warm.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Not like, really not just the same, it's obviously...
I suppose if his body's heating up as well, it's like if you put it in an oven, it would stay warm for a long time.
Yeah,
but what, his body?
Yeah. It's not the same heat as when it's first
No,
done.
But it's retained its heat, yeah. I get that. Because I find if I go outside now, like, because I do my workouts down in the gym I've got in the garage... I go out there, even if I'm warm and I go out the house, within literally about 30 seconds, my nose is freezing, my ears are cold, my fingers are cold.
I've noticed that since losing weight, I noticed the cold more.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been since losing the weight. It's not, I don't think it's my age. I think it's losing the weight.
Well, I've got Raynaud's disease because I looked up symptoms. Oh.
What's that?
That's
is that where you wear the dark glasses? No, that's Ray-Ban disease, isn't it? Sorry.
Ka-ching. No, it's not. I haven't really got it, I don't think. But that is a thing where you get cold hands, toes, nose and ears.
Knees and toes. Oh, we are so like sisters from another mister. That. You did. Anyway, I think we're going to go now.
We are.
We're going to go in a minute and we're going to go out with a song.
We are.
Going to go out with a jingle and a song because I'm all over it, look.
And we've been kicking around on the computer for the last 20 minutes.
So well, yeah, trying to find one.
Oh, was it a particular song?
Yeah.
You going to give us a hint?
No.
All right.
I'm just going to let you listen to it. Anyway, this is the song. So we'll be back this time next... Well, we'll be back an hour earlier this time next week.
No, it's week after.
No.
Clocks go back in 2 weeks.
We won't be back this time next week.
Oh, we
will have finished the show, stupid idiot.
Yeah.
So it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from them.
Yes.
Goodbye from me.
Indeed. Music and news for South Gloucester. 7 FM. Good one, isn't it? It's a good one. Do you know this one, Kat? It's not ABBA. Is that a no, though?
Yeah, I do know it, but I'll tell you what it's over.
Why don't you talk into the mic? Bye! See you next week!
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
across Gloucester and around the world at 7fm.com.